It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Yesterday on our show, we had a listener call in after our show was over, and they were upset with me.
Yes, they were, Andy.
We haven't done an episode of Random Facts in a long time. So here you go. I will do a quick episode of Random Facts. These facts are just that. They are facts, and there's no rhyme or reason.
They're very random.
There you go. The very first pregnancy tests were created in Egypt in 1350 BC.
What?
Yes. We have a very strong medical community.
That's a fact.
Listen up. The very first pregnancy tests were created in Egypt, 1350 BC, where a woman would go tinky-tink on wheat and barley seeds.
Okay, and that's science right there, I guess.
If the barley seeds grew, it meant it was a boy. If the wheat seeds if the wheat seeds took off, it meant it was a girl. And if neither seed sprouted, that means she wasn't pregnant. If you're curious, I'm sorry, have I fascinated everybody?
I'm so fascinated right now. I am in awe.
Any more random facts than this.
This is the only
random fact we need today.
So okay. the wheat is a boy and the barley is a girl? Did
no,
I get that right?
No, okay, you got it completely backwards.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
All right, so everybody listen up now that I have your attention.
Okay.
The very first pregnancy tests, Egypt, pyramids,
got it. Yes.
Cleopatra, smoking hot. Women would, bow chicka bow wow time.
Yeah.
And they were like, what's happened here? So then they would go tinky tink on wheat and barley seeds.
Okay.
If the barley seeds grew, it meant you were expecting, and it's a boy.
Okay, so barley is a boy.
If wheat seeds grew, it meant it was a girl.
A woman. Okay, woman. Okay, got it.
And if neither, she was not pregnant. However, are you curious? For those playing at home, what is the accuracy rate?
Yes, I want to know the accuracy rate on this.
Of the very first pregnancy tests that were created in Egypt in 1350 BC, it was less than 30% accurate.
Yeah. Well, can you just throw that away? That's not a fact.
Well, that was the best thing you had. It was a little accurate. It's Egypt.
It was,
for goodness sakes.
I mean, a good guess, I guess.
The world, it's the better than nothing. They didn't have a Dollar General to sell you those dollar pregnancy tests.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is it. They were busy engineering pyramids. All right, so hang on. I'll give you another random fact.
Okay.
I feel like that one lost its luster at the end.
30% accuracy rate. Come on.
Random voice cracking facts. Traditional battleships are no longer used by any navy worldwide. Most were decommissioned following World War II, but the U.S. maintained 4 that were in and out of service until the 1990s. You're welcome.
Oh, okay.
Who just got smarter?
What are they doing with them? They're just maintaining them? Four of them they just maintained?
Well, they don't have any anymore.
Okay.
I feel like, is this segment too hard?
No.
There's no more battleships.
You sank my battleship.
There's none of them. There's board games, but there's no real ones anywhere.
All right. Give me another fact. I want to know one more, Andy. Give me another one. I want another one.
Even those two you didn't get. Yes. Random facts. Yosemite National Park has struggled to design garbage cans because they have to be easy enough for humans to open, but complex enough that bears can't. So they found that there is a, quote, considerable overlap between the intelligence of the smartest bears and the dumbest tourists. To this day, they still struggle with coming up with a trash can that satisfies both sections.
You couldn't put a latch on it? I really like the last one, actually.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was auditioning these facts.
No, you're not.
I feel like Kat was like, I do not like these anymore.
I like the last one, and I like the first one.
Oh, it's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Big news throughout our day yesterday as Kat's dog, Coco, gave birth to four puppies. So, all right, let's go down the rundown here.
Yes.
Your dog, Coco, is what type of dog?
She is a miniature golden doodle.
You had the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life where you basically went to dog Tinder.
Right.
And you met with a stud online.
I did.
And
yep.
There was this weird artificial insemination ritual took place, and it was way too graphic for me.
Okay.
And then 60 days later.
Yes. 60 days to the day.
I am shocked that the gestation period of puppies is only 60 days. That's just me. I've got to get over it.
Yeah. It's okay. 2 months, ladies. I'm so jealous.
Right?
Right.
Obviously. Okay. So they came out yesterday. It was an all-day affair.
Yeah, it was. It was maybe I was just more in tune to her her habits and what she was doing. I was like, oh, yeah, she's panting hard. Oh, yeah, she's laying down a lot. Oh, yeah, she's retreated to the closet. We know, she's nesting.
In a morning show friendly way, like, how dirty is it? Like, do you have to lay sheets down?
No, I laid down these. They were like, they're called puppy pads.
Yes,
they are washable. So it's kind of like when a female gives birth in a hospital, they put like this cloth pad underneath you that's washable. It's kind of the same thing, only much, much bigger on a much bigger scale. And I had two of those in my closet to protect my carpet because I didn't want to mess in my closet.
What if you weren't home? Like, what if you're a normal person and your job is like 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do?
I had somebody helping me because I actually had to run kids around yesterday too. So thankfully I had a friend that was helping me out. But I mean, instinct should take over. She delivered the first puppy and she was like, what am I doing here? And then finally, you know, we helped her.
Lick the eyes.
You actually have to open up the sack.
Ah!
Yeah. Puppies are in a little sack with all kinds
of
fluid.
They are? They come out
individually in a sack.
Stop it.
Yes, they are individually in a sack with all the fluid and the placenta.
Like, if you didn't know that, you just YouTube video that?
Yes, you YouTube
it. Okay.
You talk to other people that have gone through this before. You don't just go through it blindly.
You wanted a female puppy.
I did.
You got it. And now you have
finally,
three other males.
Yes.
Do you know what you're doing with them? I get emails all the time about what are you doing with your puppies? My wife is interested. I don't want the headache of a dog, even though I know your dog is adorable and cute. And again, the type of dog is a
miniature golden doodle. She's a cuddler. And the temperament is
perfect.
Is awesome.
And these are very desirable dogs. I have no idea what you're charging, but like, it's not unheard of for these dogs to be like $3,500, give or take. Do you know what you're doing yet, or what's?
I think we're going to keep the female. I mean, the whole reason we bred her was to get a female. So obviously, we want to keep the girl. Another one is absolutely spoken for. Like, they're putting down a deposit, and then the other two we've got a couple of people interested, and they just haven't made up their minds yet. So I'm creating just a wait list, and then I'm just going to go down the list, and when it's time in a couple of weeks, when they open their eyes and you start learning their personality. Because you really want the dog to pick you. I know Mel wants one. You said that
Mel wants one. She keeps planting the seed with me, and I'm just like, we can't even take care of the stuff we do have. You know?
You're going to be taking care of this dog.
Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1. One of the things I've always been interested in general, and I think it plays well on the radio, is industry secrets. Particularly things you do to get bigger tips if you are in the hospitality business. You're a waitress, you're a bartender. You know, for years, bartenders, if they were female, would take off their wedding ring. Same for guys. Guys would take off their wedding ring. I'm learning a new one this morning.
You are?
Yeah. Some people are. Maybe it's been around a while, but the internet is reacting to it. I used to know that some people, when they were taking your order, would put a family photo on there. So they're
I have seen that.
Supposedly that generates bigger tips if they know you are trying to support a family or little ones at home taking off the wedding ring. But here you go. Has anyone heard of tiptails?
Tiptails? No.
If you've worked in the hospitality industry, I'd love for you to call in the show and confirm some of the tricks that you witnessed or you used yourself. Tiptails, one TikToker says, she goes, I don't know if it's weird or gross, but I've noticed that I continually bring home an additional $135 on average a night if I wear my hair as pigtails.
Pigtails? No. Pigtails? I wonder where she's working. Yeah, like video, a bar.
Yeah. Yep. It's, you know, I don't know. Kind of like,
I guess it could be flirtatious.
Like a Buffalo Wild Wings type vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's sports bar like. The 21-year-old woman shows videos of how quickly she can put her blonde hair into pigtails and says, now that I've started to wear like my hair like this, it's generated more money for me. So social media's reaction was mixed. And then a number of other women joked, works for me every time. I've been doing it for years. I call them my tip tails. One woman says it's a subliminal marketing thing from the 90s. All these men have some sort of weird infatuation with Britney Spears and the schoolgirl thing.
Oh, yes. Gosh, now that you say that. Remember her in the music school video? Yes.
Yeah. Others online were completely disturbed that this childish hairstyle is proving to boost profits for those working in the restaurant industry. I would love to know. This is, again, I love industry secrets. If you have any about restaurants or generating tips, feel free to chime in. Again, 260-467-9500.
I love it. Tip Tales. I love the name of it, too.
Maybe my one that I thought was interesting, a friend of Mel's worked in the restaurant industry only for a little bit. She was in, like, what do you call it, the hostess? So she didn't wait the tables, but she sat people.
Okay, yeah, the hostess, yeah. Okay.
And she was instructed, like many, that you put, they call it, quote, ugly in the back.
Yes, I've heard of this too. They want the pretty people or the ones without screaming kids to sit in the front so that when you walk by, this happens a lot in bigger cities, but when you walk by on the street, you know, it's enticing for someone to come in.
It doesn't look chaotic. Mm-hmm. It creates relaxing. If you get families and kids or non-attractive people, in theory, you're supposed to hide them in the back. So if you ever have been sat by the kitchen, which I have many, many times.
With your children.
Well, just me.
Oh, like, even just when
I was,
you.
Even when I was...
They didn't want some lonely guy sitting in the front.
Put the glow-in-the-dark pale blonde guy in the back.
Way in the back. He's sitting by himself.
This is not creating the vibe we want. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1. We have right now a bonus pair of tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies at the Embassy Theater. Tickets are on sale now. The concert is October 2nd.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Stingham Tantric. Like Stinker's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny enough shoes. So my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon. Cause the cartoonist got the boom.
All right, how are we giving these away, Kat? You were responsible for coming up with a way in which we were going to give away a pair of tickets right now on the show. What did you come up with?
It's called Know the Show.
Know the Show.
We are going to be asking you questions that we have revealed about ourselves, Andy and I, and you have to, we'll ask you the question, you have to identify which member of the show it belongs to.
So you're going to say a question, and the answer is it has to be either Andy or Kat. So you have a 50% chance of getting it right, even if you just guess.
Right.
And then to win, you have to be what?
You have to answer all of them correctly. There are four questions. And if you don't answer all four correctly, we go to the next caller and ask them the same questions. So you could be doing all the work. You could answer 1, 2, 3 correct, and then you get the fourth one wrong. We'll go to the next person on the line, and then they...
have a chance to win. Yeah. So who's ever on the line and successfully answers the fourth and final question will ultimately win the tickets. All right.
Got
so
it.
How well do you know our show? 260-467-9500. 260-467-9500. It's Andy and Kat. Good morning. Hello. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Ashley.
All right, Ashley. All right, here we go.
Ashley, you sound confident.
Hopefully.
All right.
Are you at work? You also sound like you're in a little bit of the whisper mode. Are you in the listener protection program?
No, I have 3 kids in the car who I just told to be quiet.
Oh, my gosh. And they listened. All right. Here we go.
We listened for a minute.
Okay. Question one. We don't want to waste time. One of 4, Ashley. Go ahead. Which member of the show?
Okay. Due to the early morning schedule, which member of the show sleeps in a different room than their spouse at night?
Andy.
Oh, is
Ashley,
not
that's not correct
right
no
oh boy no. boy your kids are so obedient
you.
We love them.
Yes,
we love them for listening. Thank you guys. All right, let's see here, go to the next little caller here.
Okay,
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Hello, who's this?
Julie.
All right, Julie, you're up here. Here you go. Question one,
Julie, due to the early morning schedule, which member of the show sleeps in a different room than their spouse at night?
Hint, it's not me.
It's Kat.
That's exactly
me. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yay. Good job, Julie.
See how I moved the game along?
Yes, you did. Okay. Between Andy and Kat, this is the second question. Between Andy and Kat, who wanted to grease or bribe the teacher?
Andy.
That's exactly
right.
Yes,
you got that one right. Good job. Okay. Which member of the show, this is question number 3, which member of the show's favorite restaurant is Cracker Barrel?
Kat.
That's correct. That is correct. Good job, Julie.
Cracker Barrel. I mean, I love it, but it's...
I love Cracker Barrel.
Oh, my God. And you love their fish there. You get catfish.
I do.
At Cracker Barrel.
Their spicy grilled catfish is the best.
Somewhere they were like, we should probably take this off the menu. And then somebody stood up on a conference
said,
call and was like,
oh, no, wait.
No, we can't keep it in stock here in Fort Wayne. Please, right. Keep it. All right.
Okay, all right. Julie, last question, and then you've got these tickets. Pressure's on. Which member of the show hates holding hands with their spouse because their hands get too sweaty?
Oh, I think it's Andy.
That's exactly
Andy,
right.
You got it, Julie. You're the winner.
Yes.
All right. You know the show.
Oh, you picked up a pair of tickets. Your hands get too hot.
Oh, Come on. Just wipe them off.
Wipe them off. How is that romantic if we're dripping? Come on. You picked up a pair of tickets to Bare Naked Ladies. Here we go. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. All right, we're going to grab some information behind the scenes, okay? Don't go anywhere. We will have more tickets tomorrow on our show. Know the show. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1. Madonna turned 64 today. Here's a montage.
This lady started out as a dancer, went to New York, went to Paris, came back as a single, and is she hot? This is Madonna!
What are your dreams?
To rule the world.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Madonna.
Madonna, Evita.
I'm crazy for you. Mama, don't preach. I've been moving the sea. Music makes the people come together. Let your girl. You've got to make it. Express yourself. Come on, go. Let your body move to the music.
Great. I love it.
64 today, Madonna. Yeah.
She looks great for being 64, but she kind of has a habit of dating younger guys.
She loves the young guy.
Half her age,
25-year-old dudes, man.
What's that tell you? Got to keep up with Madonna.
I don't know.
She likes him young.
She'd intimidate me, man. She'd
intimidate me.
She'd be one of those people that I just would not interview well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'd be like, I'm out.
You'd
here.
Be too distracted.
No, I'm too intimidated. She has chewed people up on interviews before, man. No way. I'd be like, I'm too scared of you. Bye. I would just say it like that. There's no way. All right. So switching gears. Does everybody, have you ever ordered food recently on a mobile app? It's my big cheat so that you don't have to go through the drive-through line. And so, like, McDonald's has, you can order ahead. Starbucks orders ahead. Subway, you can now order sandwiches ahead.
Yes,
anyway, anywhere more than likely, if they have an app, I order ahead because I don't want to sit there waiting. I have a very short, I have no patience,
no,
as my grandmother would say.
No.
I still, to this day, don't. Can I tell you one of the things that irk me off? It puts me in an instant bad mood. It shouldn't, right? But there are little things in life that just grind your gears, okay?
Yep.
When I put an order in on my mobile app, and then you get a confirmation email or ting.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you for your business. We appreciate all the monies you just gave us. Your food will be ready in 20 minutes.
Okay.
15 minutes, 30 minutes. So then you saunter over to the restaurant at the time they give you.
Oh, boy.
And it's they haven't even started your order.
No. That irritate me too, Andy.
It is the number one thing that I just want to, because
it's like 20 minutes.
It's they're like, oh yeah, we'll start that now that you're here. I'm like, no.
The reason I put it in ahead
of advance is I don't want to wait.
Well, I do put my Starbucks coffee in advance all the time, and most likely that I go to actually has been running slow lately. Just one of them. They're just overwhelmed right now. But that's the new thing of the future. I mean, everybody's doing the mobile app. You know, you order it online, whether it be pizza.
I love cutting the line.
Yes.
I see all those schmucks who are waiting in line, and I go, boo-boo to you. You guys couldn't figure out your smartphone.
There is a designated parking spot just for you, Andy.
And there it is.
You just pull right in, you cut the line, and then they bring it out to you.
Yesterday, I put in our dinner order in advance at a sandwich shop that will remain unnamed. But man,
they didn't even have it ready. They didn't even start it.
That's the thing. Have they
been burned too many times, you think?
Oh, they couldn't keep anybody there for whatever the reason. There's always a new person there. There's never a consistent. You got to look for consistency.
It's so hard to find really good service
these days. Yeah, my favorite pizza place in town was open, then closed, opened again, and closed again.
Because they couldn't find enough staff.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
Time for some Blank Slate. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1. Bare Naked Ladies tickets up for grabs. You guys know them and their hit song, 1 Week. Here you go.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one.
It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95. Blank Slate goes like this. You get 5 one-word clues from Kat. I leave the studio. And then if we are like-minded enough that we can match 3 of the 5 as I re-enter the studio, you win. It kind of works just like Match Game. Let's get started. It's Andy and Kat. Good morning. Hello. Who's this?
Hello. This is Amanda.
Amanda, do you know how this game works?
One-word clues, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's good enough for us. I'm going to step out of the studio. I'll let you and Kat take it away.
All right, Amanda.
All right.
You just tell me the first thing that comes to mind when I say sky blank.
Blue.
Face blank.
Time.
Monkey blank.
Business.
All right. Blue blank.
Moon.
And then hot blank.
Sauce.
You got it. All right. Okay, Andy, come on in here. She is ready. This is good.
All right,
you guys,
Amanda,
are going to match a lot.
Tell me about yourself. What do you do for a living? How many kids? How long you married? Give me the game show,
rundown.
Synopsis.
Yep.
Well, I live in New Haven. I've worked for Aetna for a very long time, since 98.
Yep.
I have 3 kids. Just dropped one off at school.
Okay.
And my 22nd wedding anniversary is Friday.
Oh, look at that.
Congratulations, Amanda.
Very
21
good.
Years.
Thanks.
22.
All right. Let's see. Here we go.
All right. The first one is sky blank.
Sky fall.
Oh, no. She said sky blue.
Hers is better.
Yeah. Sky blue.
All right.
Face blank.
Face time.
You got it. That's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to get these.
Oh,
I can feel
strong.
It, Andy. You're on it today.
I'm
you are connecting
no
with her.
Reason.
Yes.
All right.
Monkey blank.
Business.
You got it. You guys are connected.
We have one to go. We have to get one, and we have two more words?
Yep, two more words.
All right.
Blue blank.
Blue sky.
Moon. Blue moon. Come on, Andy.
I love blue moon.
Blue moon.
Moon, it's a great beer. Fruit my beer. I don't care.
Now you got to get this last one.
Well, I like to build suspense.
Okay. You ready? Hot blank.
Tamale. Potato. Hot. Hot lady. Hot body. Hot pepper. Hot. Dang it.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Amanda, we are still going to give you a pair of tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies at the Embassy October 2nd. Tickets are still on sale for everybody else. Is that all right?
Yes, thanks, guys.
You're very welcome, and happy anniversary.